Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Mayor Heron Hake, reading Poem for Ugly People by Abby E. Murray. Poem for Ugly People. Only we are not supposed to know we are ugly. We are supposed to think you're talking about the person standing beside us at the coffee cart or in the elevator, at the grocery store, squeezing peaches. Always the ugly people are behind you. The ones you don't see, but can easily identify, whose skin tags are tick-shaped and hang from the cheekbones of women who've learned in first-grade classrooms how to spell the word beautiful and pictured themselves as they wrote it, slinging gray loops of pencil around those vowels we can't differentiate when we hear them. Beautiful, then ugly. With its trusty noise like gum on the tongue and familiar, every syllable spelled the way it sounds. We learn what ugly is right before we learn that seeing it on the face of a friend makes us cruel. Long before we understand, the body is a wrapper tightly twisted around the impenetrable thing it carries. Ugly people of the world, I want you to know that without us, there would be no perfect breasts or the shallow dip of a man's collarbone. Without us, there would be no statues parading in bronze through parks or even the smell of sunlight on cedar. When my sister's first boyfriend called me an ugly cow, I wish I'd had the sense to tell him, without me, he'd never see a cardinal in winter and know it was a wonderful thing, the way it preens like a beating heart in the blackened plum. And we shield our eyes from the glare of the snow to watch. That was Poem for Ugly People by Abby E. Murray from Hail and Farewell, her award-winning book, published by Perugia Press. I'm Mayor Heron Hake. Thank you.